This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Democrats in the Colorado legislature are adding to their slate of proposed gun regulations. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports they want to crack down on 3D printed firearms and tighten rules around gun transfers.
Ghost guns are firearms that can be assembled at home, often using a 3D printer. They don't have serial numbers, making them difficult to track. One of this year's bills would expand Colorado's existing ghost gun restrictions. It would make it illegal to 3D print any gun and specific gun parts like extended magazines. It would also ban the digital code that programs printers to make gun parts. Representative Lindsay Gilchrist is sponsoring the measure.
All the protections that come with the process of owning a gun are gone if you have a random person printing a firearm through a 3D printer.
The other bill would require a state permit for transferring a gun, not just for selling one. Lawmakers are also considering measures to expand Colorado's red flag law and regulate gun barrel sales.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting. More Coloradans are now hospitalized with RSV than flu. Here's John Daly.
There are 185 people now hospitalized with RSV. That's double the number from a month ago. The number of tests coming back positive for RSV is rising, too. Flu hospitalizations hit a record number around Christmas time and then began dropping. Still, most utilities are detecting flu in wastewater, and doctors warn the typical flu season lasts until May. They say it's not too late to get vaccinated for the three main viruses, COVID-19, flu, and RSV. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org.